My dear friends, I'm taking a little break, and I'll be back with full-on podcasts on the 21st of May, 2024. But I wanted to leave you with a little something from me to you. Do you remember last week I read you some original poetry using the Japanese aesthetic Toriyawaza? Well, as you know, I'm a great believer in the importance of Kigo in haiku. I'll elaborate on that at greater length some other time. This poem was selected as one of the judges' choices. Distant hills soften into the dark, first star. Distant hills soften into the dark, first star. Congratulations to Fumio, who wrote the poem. But it did cause some discussion in the Zoom call, so I wanted to add a little bit more about it. First of all, as I said, I believe Kigo to be one of the key rules of haiku. But I'm also well aware that some folks see haiku as nature poems, not seasonal nature poems. I will go into that in more detail in another podcast, when we look at contemporary schools of thought, perhaps. So, given that Poetry P tries to represent all schools of thought in the haiku world, Fumio's excellent poem certainly qualified to be included. Then, of course, I went off to do some research and found that the inclusion of the star might qualify as Kigo. I looked at the Yuki Taikai Sajiki, I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, there's a link in the show notes. And the season that most uses the star is autumn. So, whether you are of the haiku is about nature or haiku is about seasonal relationship schools, we're all satisfied. Either way, this was a terrific poem and deserved its place in the judges' choices. If you'd like to see who was awarded the judges' choice and who were the honourable mentions, the latest journal is now out, and if you go to the show notes, you can follow the link to purchase it. Of course, if you sponsor the podcast with an ISA or a Busan membership, you'll receive the journal as part of that membership package. Please do consider it, or maybe buy us a coffee. That helps too. One reminder for you, if you're listening in real time, May 2024, it's time to send your single object haiku to us for consideration for the next journal and, of course, to be read on the podcast, potentially. If you're late to the party, check out the drop-down submission menu on the website for more ideas of what you can submit to. Don't miss the poetry boat. Speaking of submissions, here is a split sequence from our recent call-out. And of course, our recent journal, Split Peas, available in print or PDF. The very first split sequence journal to emerge into the world. In print, I should say. Anyway, if you'd like more details, you've probably guessed it, but you can check out the show notes. So here is one of the split sequences from the journal. Congratulations to Lee Hudspeth and Joan C. Fingan, who were the editor's choice with this piece. The seed poem goes like this. Warm ocean breeze, bird tracks in the soft sand, wings lift at high tide. Warm ocean breeze, bird tracks in the soft sand, wings lift at high tide. So here's their split sequence in full. It's called Dichotomy, and Joan wrote the seed poem. Warm ocean breeze. Across the city sidewalk, a cold wind scatters litter. Bird tracks in the soft sand. An old woman eats discarded French fries, tar on her feet. Wings lift at high tide. Soup kitchen, the dip and pour of a dozen ladles. And I'll give you that again. Dichotomy. Warm ocean breeze. Across the city sidewalk, a cold wind scatters litter. Bird tracks in the soft sand. An old woman eats discarded French fries, tar on her feet. Wings lift at high tide. Soup kitchen, the dip and pour of a dozen ladles. And as I said, that was by Joan C. Fingan, who wrote The Seed, and the middle verse, and Lee Hudspeth, who wrote the first and the final haiku. And I wrote this because I was the editor for the journal, and this was my choice. Writing successful split sequences is no easy task. There are several elements to get right. The first, of course, is the seed haiku or senryu. In this case, the seed haiku might be seen as a list haiku, but it's a haiku that uses the Japanese aesthetic of Terayavasa. It combines images which harmonize. The three images side by side complement one another and build on the idea of seashore. Together they reach a crescendo, much as a wave in the ocean. Warm ocean breeze, bird tracks in the soft sand, wings lift at high tide. Some might say that there's no fragment and phrase, a classic method of creating juxtaposition, to which I'd reply, sometimes Western poets put too much emphasis on fragment and phrase. It's not the technique, but one technique we can employ to write our haiku. The seed haiku is important, but so too are each of the subsequent haiku or senryu. They should be well-crafted, quality poems. They can stand on their own with no help from the lines preceding or succeeding them, yet make perfect sense within the composition of the sequence. The final verse should be the climax. Sometimes the final verse is a dynamic verse, but not really here. It's gentle, a perfect contrast to the last line of the seed haiku, in which there is much movement, and at least in my head, noise. The title should add to the overall effect of the split sequence. Dichotomy, which means a division into two parts, and is ideal for this poem. Not only is it written by two poets, but they've managed to create a split sequence of two parts. The nature haiku at the ocean with its beautiful imagery, and the urban sequence, which has much harsher, much harder images, doesn't it? Finally, in the case of this particular split sequence, the two poets have created not one, but two stories, which, when juxtaposed, create a very strong piece of work. So now, if you enjoyed that, please do purchase the journal in print or PDF. It's a cracking read, and of course helps us to finance the podcast and keep it as a free resource. If you've already bought it, we'd love to see your review on Amazon. Thank you very much for listening. Love to you all. Until we meet again, do keep writing. And don't forget, there are a few bits and bobs to follow up in the show notes. Don't forget to check them out. Email me if I've forgotten something, but it might be a little while till I get back to you. Ciao!